What we'd like to do is share with you some of the feelings that we have, you might say emotional attitudes about Florida's wildlife, particularly the endangered species. And we've been conscious of the number of people, roughly 1,000 people per day moving into Florida. And this is displacing many of the native Florida plant and animal life that we think are unique to this country. We're going to start out with a song which we recorded on our second album called Under the Southern Bald Eagle. Under the southern bald eagle, research and sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. Consider a species endangered, and it's a sight of our symbol so rare. It's a part of this nation's best bone and body, the bald eagle high in the air. No gold or silver can compare. Under the southern bald eagle, with search and sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. Yes, the eagle is a friend to all the people, loves the wilderness to bear so many kinds. And it's under the southern bald eagle that I hope we'll be changing our minds about the air where the symbol is flying, and the wilderness where the eagle is crying. Under the southern bald eagle, with searching, sobering eyes, America stands for the challenge at hand, and a wilderness tries to survive. A wilderness tries to survive. It's a note about an osprey, an eagle, and a panther. Note about a wood stork and a manatee. Note about an otter and the Okaloosa darter. Sturgeons in the Suwannee and mammals in the sea. Caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie. Drainage of the wetland took the sandhill crane. Crocodiles in the mangrove, sail the great kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. It's a photo of an osprey, an eagle, and a panther. Photo of a wood stork and a manatee. Photo of an otter and the Okaloosa darter. Sturgeons in the Suwannee and the mammals in the sea. Caracara of Kissimmee, wasted on the prairie. Drainage of the wetland took the sandhill crane. Crocodiles in the mangroves, Everglade kite woes. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo. Click, click, my camera goes for the last live photo.
Thank you. Well, it's really nice to see a lot of folks out there singing along, some of you that have seen us perform before or know some of our songs, and you're welcome to do it all the way through if you'd like to. We care about wildlife, and we know that you do too. As a group, you've been a very active and inspirational group to many people, trying to bring about an awareness in Florida for what the wildlife is here and the problems that the wildlife are facing now with so much of the development that is occurring in Florida. We're the fastest growing state in the eastern United States, and there are how many thousand people, is it, Dale, per day, per week, rather, that are moving into Florida. And that means that the wildlife is having to move over and make room. And we're trying to travel the state and talk to people and sing to people about the necessity to save some of those habitats and some of those species from extinction. Dale works for the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission, and this is his main job as an information specialist on endangered and threatened species. And with that, I'd like to move into the next song that's called The Water Song. We put a book together at one time called The Water Song Book, which addressed the issues of water. Florida being a water state, a wetland state, we've drained and altered so much of that, and now we're realizing that we really need to understand those water systems and pay the tribute that is due Florida as a water state. This is The Water Song.
We've sown our seeds in a biosphere where water is to flow. Soil and air arranged to form the edge for life to grow. Water drops to shape the sand where life intends to root. Beaches, banks, and edges meet, and plants with animals group. A natural flow for H2O is a wilderness to some. And each species is renewable where life and death come from. Floating on a river stream or drifting through a lake. Renewed in ways the rhythm waves the tributaries take. Drops of water tear the eye that cries for lack of rain. Moisture builds in summer skies and swamplands flood again. This wilderness is free for every life that lends an ear. Listen to the water song. Listen to the water song. Listen to the water song around the turning sphere. Joy is water rippling through the patterns of the wind. Moon and sun combine to make a life in perfect blend. Resolve, resolve, involve this life which hope is based upon. The rhythmic waves and falling rain are the essence of a water song. And we listen to the water song, listen to the water song, listen to the water song around the turning sphere.
Thank you. The Florida panther is the most endangered animal in Florida, and it is the state animal, as you know, and the school kids of the state elected that it should be the state animal, and the legislature passed an act. Most of you knew about that, but we think that passing an act will not save the panther from extinction. The Game and Fish Commission has been desperately trying to monitor the panther's activities with radio transmitters, and we are able now to plot the acreage requirements for their territory. We know basically where the panthers are now found, primarily south of Lake Okeechobee in places like Lee and Collier County that are threatened with a lot of development in the future. As roads make inroads into the last remaining habitats of the Florida panther, there are screams from those panthers that I think people can hear. And certainly the native Seminoles are conscious of those, and if we have identities with those native Floridians, and if we try to be sensitive to the sounds we hear, we'll hear those Screams. We're going to share a song with you called The Last Screams of Panther. There may not be more than 30 or 35 panthers still alive in Florida. We're able to account for only 27 right now. So it's going to require our help if we're going to save it. Pantherized extinction from the part of the glades where the last sloughs of cypress stand to be saved. It's a habitat remainder and not much that's left. Just the last screams of panthers squalling for help. The last screams of panthers squalling for help. And the snail kite of the sawgrass, it's desperate and spent. Neath the borders of the levees where the Everglades went. Oh, the happel snail no longer is abundantly found. In the man-managed waters, the big cities pump down. In the man-managed waters, the big cities pumps down. On the roseate spoonbill where the crocodile hides. The mangrove cuckoo where the otter pup slides. It's the last stop for woodstork, rare coral, and key deer. Screaming extinction in the big city's ear. Screaming extinction in the big city ears. So the pantherized extinction from the part of the glades where the last sloughs of cypress stand to be safe. It's a habitat remainder and not much that's left. Just the last screams of panthers squalling for help. The last screams of panthers squalling for help. Panther needs our help.
Thank you. As Dale has pointed out to me several times, there has never been in recorded history an incident of a panther being killed by a bicyclist. That may sound strange, but that's sort of the introduction to this next song that is called Cycles in the Sand. It's a song that Dale originally wrote about the cycles, the water cycles, the natural cycles of Florida, and the fishing cycles in particular, because he's an avid fisher person, and I'm an avid bicyclist, so I took the song and sort of reworked it. And with that, I'd like to present this next song to you called Cycles in the Sand.
I come to know the seasons through the wisdom of an owl. As morning beams upon the marsh where haunts the waterfowl. Quiet kind of kingdom in these rivers, swamps, and land. And I find a natural meaning to these cycles in the sand. It's the cycles in the sand. It's a question of man. It's a call for conservation in the Florida land use plan. It's a sensible delight, right for coming generations. A softer path to travel, and a challenge to the nation. I witness Florida's beauty in the whistle of a quail. Stump knockers and cabbage palms and Florida cracker tails. Spinning on the memories of William Bartram's trails. I search for perfect balance on an ecologic scale. What better way to understand a stately Florida pine or listen to the howls of a hurricane of time? I speak for wildlife reasons in the uses of the land and write the cycling future in the plan. It's the cycles in the sand. It's a question of man. It's a call for conservation in the Florida land use plan. It's a sensible delight, ripe for coming generations. softer path to travel, and a challenge to the nation. A softer path to travel, and a challenge to the nation.
Well, here in Lee County, you have a number of manatee, and I know that you're aware that this year the manatee has taken the largest mortality of any year in recent history, and a lot of it was due to the cold weather we had, but still, because of the number of manatees that are being hacked with outboard motors speeding through our waterways, a lot of our manatees are being injured and killed each year. And we can turn that around. That's a habit that we people have of using maybe fossil fuel in a expedient sort of way and tearing up something that is very dear to Florida, the Florida manatee. This is a song we wrote about the Loxahatchee River, Nat Reed's back door, where he has a number of manatees feeding on grass beds, and he became very concerned when some of them were plowed up with motorboats. 5 miles per hour is the speed limit in the zones where manatees are found during the winter. And we've been using this song to try to publicize the fact that a lot of manatees are being lost each year. This is called Loxahatchee. Loxahatchee River bleeds the fatal blood of the manatees. From the boat propeller blades falls the fabled mermaid. An osprey in a gentle wind made a sudden stoop again. Wings and talons flare apart, fins and feathers, works of art. Another mullet's broken heart is a part of the Loxahatchee. Now this is natural as can be, but woe to boats that break the speed and hack the backs of the manatee in the grass beds of the Loxahatchee. Now the sea cow seldom roams past Tropicana River homes. Speedboat speed has won the race, scarred the sea cow's docile face. The Loxahatchee River bleeds the fatal blood of the manatee. From the boat propeller blades falls the fabled mermaid.
Just 2 weeks ago, we had the pleasure of coming to Sanibel Island for a ceremony that followed the 50th anniversary of the Duck Stamp Act. And it was quite an occasion that they had on Sanibel Island on the Ding Darling Refuge that afternoon. A number of dignitaries, including the Undersecretary of the Interior, came down to talk about the importance of the Duck Stamp Act, how that money raised from that particular activity had created so much of a fund for the purchase of wetlands all around the United States, and many of which are in Florida, various refuges for waterfowl and wildlife that's needed for that kind of a habitat. And so we put together a special song for that occasion with a slide series that we'd like to share with you now. What will the wood duck do?
Will the wings away whistle for the lovely Carolina duck? Species ain't sponsor, Florida and a summer duck. When the drag lines of drainers are through, what will the wood duck do? Wood ducks on wings are mighty pretty things, contented to flatter your sky. compassion to flight in the secrets of night, or to dash in the blink of an eye. Where will the wood duck find a nest? Will there be flooded savannas and hollow cypress when the drag lines of drainers are through? What will the wood duck do? Wood ducks in swamps where the will of the wisp pounds, there's a cycle so misunderstood. Though the drainers have tried, the swamps have not dried where the natural systems withstood. And on the wings of this bird, whose whistle is heard, whose beauty none can compare, will the wings away whistle or flooded savannah, hollow all cypress or dredged floridana, when the drag lines of drainers are through? What will the wood duck do? What will the wood duck do?
Thank you. One of the most exciting things that has happened to the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission in the last year is that we became one of several states across the nation that are sponsoring a curriculum for schools, K through 12, called Project Wild. I have one of the elementary manuals, and Joe Ellen and Keith and Rick and Debbie, and I'm sure others here in the room are already introducing this to your school teachers in Lee County. But one of the nice things about this is it's involved in mathematics, language arts, history, social studies, general science, of course, home economics, agriculture, driver's training. Anyway, the activities in Project Wild are phenomenally interesting to young people, young minds in our schools. So much of what we are teaching today are domestic things in our schools. Project Wild is a new light. It opens a lot of creativity in the minds of the people and students particularly. And we think that it may be the solution to future Floridians. Some people feel like we don't have time to teach young people about wildlife, that we should be spending our time teaching adults who are voting. And I might say that because of Senator Frank Mann, you're very lucky because he is sponsoring a program, the Non-Game Wildlife Funding Act, in the legislature right now that will fund this in a way that we never dreamed of it being funded when we first introduced it here in the state. So if you could say a couple of words to Senator about how you appreciate his efforts on behalf of wildlife conservation, I think it would certainly be encouraging to him. So Project Wild is exciting. It's something that we're introducing through workshops with teachers in our youth conservation camps around the state. This is one of them, the first of which I think Keith Hansen attended up in the Ocala National Forest, the first facilitator workshop. And since that time, we've had about 12 different workshops. Well, I know Lee County is leading the counties in this state in adopting Project Wild.
This is side two of a wildlife night in Fort Myers, a cassette tape of a live musical slide presentation by Dale and Linda Kreider at the Southwest Florida Audubon Banquet, April 13, 1984. The program is produced by Dale Kreider, Endangered Species Education Officer, Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. Additional cassettes are available. A Project Wild presentation. Alive, here it is.
The first of which I think Keith Hansen attended up in the Ocala National Forest, the first facilitator workshop. And since that time, we've had about 12 different workshops. Well, I know Lee County is leading the counties in this state in adopting Project Wild for the Florida school curriculum. This song that we have in this manual is one that we've been teaching people to sing along with us, and this looks like such a singing group here. We shouldn't miss the opportunity to let you shower down on this one.
We're going to cheat, though. We're going to give you the words on the screen, so just in case you forget. But we'll tell you how the chorus goes first. We'll run through it once and then stop and let you join us. And you get to see the words twice, but the other two times you've got to remember it yourself. So.
Well, one thing, too, it always helps to tell our audience that they're being recorded. And this morning we tried this on
sixth grade.
North Palm Beach Elementary School.
Boy, did they
And after they figured out that they were being recorded, they really let us have it. So I hope that works with you.
Oh, to be wild and free, like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing all over America again.
Think you got it?
I know they got it. I don't think they'll even need the words, Linda.
Oh, to be wild and free, like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing all over America again. Over the mountains, prairies, over the plains, over the rivers, marshes, wildlife domain. Wild is the freest word we can ever sing. Oh, to be wild. Oh, to be wild and free, like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing all over America again.
Yes, wild is the wildest thing. Imagine if you can. Untamed by the zoos or cages, wild is wilder than the wildest thing imagined by domesticated man. Wild all over America again.
Oh, to be wild and free, like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing all over America again.
Wild is the wildest thing, imagine if you can. Untamed by the zoos or cages, wild is wilder than the wildest thing imagined by domesticated man. Wild all over America again. Oh, to sing the song to be wild is why. The song to be wild lets my own eagle fly. Over the prairies, mountains, over the plains, wild all over America again.
Oh, to be wild and free, like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing all over America again. All over America again. All over America again. All over America again.
Well, that concludes our slide portion, and I know that the night is wearing on, but I've got some songs here that someone requested that I'd like to do. They're songs that kind of justify snakes and mosquitoes, and I don't know how many of you have arrived down here recently in Florida and joined Audubon, but when I first came down from Kentucky, I was concerned about snakes. I started asking questions the minute I came into Florida, And I don't know many people who come to Florida that aren't conscious of the rattlesnakes here. And I think we would probably have less of a growth problem if we would talk more about the rattlesnakes. So I decided that a song might help, and we wrote a song called Gospel Snakes. And I know a lot of people are praying that Florida survives, and a lot of people don't think that we're going to survive with the present rate of growth. But if we would pray for more snakes and talk about it and perhaps even publicize it right after the orange juice commercials, we would perhaps discourage some of the people from moving down here. Down in the swamps in the Florida sand, where the alligator tends the land, there lived a man named Jacob Job, and he was the toughest on the Caloosahatchee. What rhymes with that? Now he feared not God or cared for man, except his wild and wicked clan. There were six boys, big and bad, and they all followed right behind old Dad. There were six girls, big bucks and gals, that danced the frolics with their pals. They danced and tippled at the heels, and sometimes tippled at the steels. And then one day an awful rattlesnake bit the oldest boy, big wicked Jake, and through his veins a poison flew. He's bound to die, what are we gonna do? They sent a runner into town in haste to fetch a parson down. There was an Indian from Osceola's clan, and he was as good as any in the land. He prayed a wondrous, curious prayer. He used words both rich and rare. And whether heaven it reached or not, on earth it surely hit the spot. And he said, oh God, we thank thee for this here snake that thou hast sent to bid old Jake and fetch him home from his high horse and lead him to the Savior's cross. Oh God, he never would repent until this here blessed snake was sent. He wouldn't mind his wicked ways until kind providence came today. Now, oh God, the great I am, please send us a nuttin to bite old Sam and Chicken John, the worst of rakes. Oh God, we need more rattlesnakes. Send chicken snakes to bite the gals and all their dancing wicked pals. And there's Ma Job, she needs one too. Perhaps a cotton mouth would do. Please send the biggest on the globe to bite old Daddy Jacob Job. And now, oh God, before too late, please hurry up these here gospel snakes and save this old sunshine state. We ask it all for the palm tree's sake. As I told you, we were up this morning. I don't know whether I should say earlier than most state employees or not, but we went to the elementary school, and we've been trying to use a song to illustrate the food chain. And I know that you are probably comfortable with mosquitoes and realize that they're basic to all of the biological food chains in Florida. And a heck of a lot of what we enjoy is wildlife here and fisheries is dependent upon larvae mosquitoes to feed them somewhere down the line. So when you've got millions and millions of larvae mosquitoes out there in the marshes or in the estuaries, and only a very few of them reaching maturity, because the rest of them actually are eaten by minnows and various things that thrive off of larvae, we can afford to have a few flying mosquitoes around to bite. There's only 1 or 2% of them that actually reach adulthood where they can fly around, and this is always nice for men to know, only the females bite. The male usually is a vegetarian. He'd just as soon lay around on some old plant. But the females, once every 7 generations, have to bite some warm-blooded animal in order to survive. So the food chain of the mosquito is deep, and if we like fish, we're eating millions of larvae mosquitoes. So this is always about the time when the kids are starting to wrinkle up their face. And so we usually move into a song that we wrote a few years ago, and it's on one of the albums that we have here called Water Songs and Wild Things. It's called Mosquito's Lullaby. How As I went walking one evening for pleasure, an ornery mosquito came buzzingly by. What nature adventure would ever be hindered by a blood-sucking creature? I promise not I. I was wading through the swamplands of mossy gray cypress with wide ibis visions of blue heron skies. But breaking the silence was the blood-sucking violence. Mosquitoes kept humming their dumb lullaby. Twelve million young larvae feed the millions of minnows, and the minnows feed the herons in order to fly. 12 million mosquitoes to the top of the food chain, but there's plenty still humming their dumb lullaby. My itching and burning impleted my yearning for the wide ibis visions and the blue heron skies. And I thought, would the pyramid of species be tumbled to pieces if a big smashed mosquito up on my arm died? You know, I'd rather be tickled to death when I die. Thank you. Well, I'm going to get out of here with this song. It's about the mangrove swamps. It was written 20 years ago when I first came to Marco Island. And when I get around these parts, I like to think back upon those times. It's called The Mangrove Buccaneer. When the hurricane took my woman, I moved out to sea. I took revenge against the wind. I learned the pirate's creed. I curse the sea for taking my dream, in spite I robbed its gold. Roped in fortune, I forgot my shame in the Gulf of Mexico. So sailor to the Keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's snare. Draw them out to scale like, mark the secret trail by gad. I am the mangrove buccaneer. We robbed the Spanish galleons sailing in the breeze. And we stashed the gold in the gumbo limbo in the Florida Keys. And we hid away in the mangroves, the meanest salts afloat. King of Spain demands my head, but he cannot catch my boat. So sailor to the Keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's snare. Draw them out to scale, lad. Mark the secret trail, by gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. So sailor to the Keys, ahoy, row the skiff to shore, my boy. Bury the gold with the robber's snare. Draw them out to scale, lad. Mark the secret trail, by gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. On the last key to the west, underneath an eagle's nest, dig a fathom in the rotten tear. Chest have rotted from the bale, but the yellow gold will brew the tale about the mangrove buccaneer. About the mangrove buccaneer. I am the mangrove buccaneer. Thank you. For those of you who are interested, I've got a few copies of Florida Vanishing Wildlife. It's got the species that we were singing to you about tonight and quite a bit of information on what they need from people in order for them to survive in Florida. And if you'd like some information on Project Wild, I have some flyers on that. Well, thank you.
Since there's some extra tape here, I've taken the liberty to present some of the more recent recordings of some of the songs introduced on this tape, starting off with To Be Wild, which was written for Project Wild.
To be wild and sing all over America again. Over the mountains, forests, over the plains, over the rivers, marshes, wildlife domain. Wild is the freest word we can ever sing. Oh, to be wild. Oh, to be wild and free. Like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing all over America again.
Wild is the wildest word, but why can it be more? More than the mountains, more than the ocean shore. Wildlife of tundra, marshes, lakes, and forest floor. Wild is this and more.
Wild and free, like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing all over America again.
Tick-tock, wild is over America again. Oh,
to be wild and free,
like an eagle over the land.
Oh, to sing, to be wild and sing, all over America again.
Over the mountain forest, over the plains, over the rivers, marshes, wildlife domains, through the wild renewal of all living things, wild all over America again. Oh,
to be wild and free, like an eagle over the land. Oh, to sing.